Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. 17 till the hour, I should say. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Do you have enough business? Do you have all the business you can handle? Do you have plenty of a business to handle? You know, you got all the sales you need, et cetera, et cetera. How are you doing on that? Oh, could you use some more? You could use some more sales. Is that right? Well, I can see that. Most of us do. Most of us can always use more sales, right? What are you doing about that? How are you going about getting more business? Are you, are you training your salespeople to be better salespeople? And how's that working out? Are you, if you're working on your marketing, your advertising strategy, and you're trying to improve that, how's that working out? If all of those things are still not working out like you want, and if you're still not getting the sales you want, even though you're not doing anything maybe differently than you did 10 or 20 years ago, 5 years ago, well, it might not be your fault. It might be that you're missing something. And what you might be missing is that you have, your customers have different expectations for you right now. This is something that's going on right now. You've heard me talk about it before, and I'm going to be talking about it more and more as we go along. And this is what I mean when I talk about the age of the customer. The 10,000-year-old age of the seller is going away, and the brand new, relatively speaking, in the last 20 years, age of the customer is emerging. And what's driving those that conversion from the age of the seller to the age of the customer is one thing primarily, and that's customer expectations. They have changed. You've probably heard or read the book Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. What he was in the parable with the mice, they always went to the same corner to get their cheese every day, and one day they went to the corner to get their cheese where it's been their whole lives, that one little corner, that one little place. They went there to get their cheese, and the cheese wasn't there. Somebody moved their cheese. Well, that's what's happened. And what Spencer Johnson didn't tell you is why that's happening. And why it's happening is because customers have different expectations. And the reason they have different expectations is because they have more options now. They have different options. You heard me talking with Catherine Caputa in the previous part of the hour about all the different screens that we have now, all the different places that we have to get our information. We have our televisions, we have our laptops, we have our desktops, we have our tablets, we have smartphones, we have all these different places to get information, all this capability. We have such access to information today, so much more than we ever had before, and all of that is providing us as consumers, as customers, is providing us with new options, right? Where we can, how we can get our information, how we can do research, how we can learn, how we can find things that we're curious about, how we can educate ourselves. How we can buy things, right? We have all these different touch points that are there. And all those options are converting into expectations, meaning that if I can do this new way, if I can buy something by pushing a couple of places on a screen, if I can do that, if you're not there when I'm doing that, even though I used to do business with you forever, I used to pile your cheese up in the corner over there so you could go get it all these years. Well, guess what? My new expectations as a customer, as one of your customers, all these options I have now, these new expectations I have for how I can acquire the information you used to give me or the services you used to provide or the products you used to deliver, I now have new expectations about those things. And when I decide, when I choose to pursue those new expectations, then I'm going to pursue them with whoever shows up there. And if you're not showing up there, then that's when your cheese just got moved. That's when you're going to go back, you're going to wake up in the morning and then go to work and expect me to show back up as a customer, and I'm not going to do that. Now, you might think, what have you done wrong? What if did I make them mad? Did I make my customers mad? Have I done something wrong? We're not working hard enough, et cetera, et cetera. No, it's none of those things. It's just that I now have, as a customer, and you too as a customer, for the people you do business with, your customers now have other options. And those options provide them with new expectations that they like better than their old expectations. And they're gravitating more toward that. And if you're not moving to where those new expectations are, to where they're manifesting, then you're just going to become irrelevant. And this is why I say, in the age of the customer, and this is what my new book's all about, The Age of the Customer, in the age of the customer, the biggest danger that you have is not being uncompetitive, but becoming irrelevant. Tintail, right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.